All the Young Dubliners for you. No, that's not the Water Boys. That is the Young Dubliners doing the Water Boys Fisherman Blues right here for you on Celtic Crossings. My guest, Keith Roberts of the Young Dubliners right now. You're listening to The River. Keith, welcome back to Celtic Crossings. It's wonderful, wonderful to have you here with me today.
Great to be back with you. Thank you, Louise.
So it's wonderful the Young Dubliners are coming back to town.
We are. We're coming to a new place for us.
Yes, it is.
Looking forward to it. Definitely a part of the world we love to be.
Yep. The Dubs will be at the Elk Lodge. That's in Holyoke, Massachusetts. And they'll be there coming up on Friday, August 11th. It's going to be wonderful to have you back in New England. I think this might be the closest that you've been to us.
Yeah, it's funny because we've been, you know, as many years as I've been traveling around America touring, my geography is still atrocious. You get up in the morning and you're transported to the next place and you don't always know which area. So I would imagine we've driven past quite many times, but the landscape changes as venues come and go. And so very often you find that you haven't been somewhere that you used to go a lot to.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no real explanation other than that, the promoters changed or whatever. So this is exciting to be going back here because we love the whole coastline up there. It would probably be one of my favorite parts of America anyway.
Right. Let folks know right now about this group.
Well, we sort of had one of the unique starts to a lot of the bands that I moved to L.A. from Dublin instead of the East Coast, like almost everybody else I knew was, because my sister was already living over in L.A. And I had aspirations to be a journalist. That's what I sort of had studied at university back in Dublin. So arrived out here, did the, I think when I arrived and my friend, we probably tripled the Irish population. So we started to hang out, found a couple of little pubs and stuff. And it sort of realized that this was a little bit more uncharted waters for what we were doing. And I started to sing some ballads, which I'd never really done at home. It'd be much more of a rock background. As a sort of, over the years, we'd formed into a band and started to write originals. And the real sort of beginning of the Young Dubliners as it is was I bought a bar in Santa Monica, California. And
as
you do. And
sure.
We ended up, you know, we were the Saturday night band, really. That was the whole
mm-hmm.
plan. There was no really big aspirations for getting a record deal or heading out on the road. And it just sort of happened. You know, we got lucky. We started to draw crowds and played up in Hollywood and House of Blues opened and the rest sort of fell into place. We got our first album deal was based off of one song we had on an EP that they'd put out.
Oh.
This label they put out with Irish music on it. Kind of a little young A&R guy who mm-hmm. was fascinated by the likes of Mary Black, Eleanor McAvoy was coming up.
Oh.
There was a lot of newer stuff coming out. So we got put in there and we ended up getting airplay from it.
Wow.
Ended up selling the bar and hit the road. And that was about 28 years ago.
It's that long, huh? Wow.
Yeah, Well, my math is off. I suppose it's on the road more like 22 years.
But okay.
I came out here 28 years ago when I came to the States first. So it's been a long road, a little Groundhog Day-ish, as we've been on the road, you know, solid since then. We never went away.
Wow.
Despite what some people might think in some towns.
So it's only on occasion that you all end up here in New England, and you're going to be here when you're out on tour for, well, it looks like a whole weekend. You're going to be at the Cellars Theater in Pennsylvania, just outside of New England. And then you're going to be here with us on Friday, August 11th at the Elk Lodge in Holyoke, Massachusetts. Just want to get this in. It's at 250 Whitney Avenue, everybody. And then you're going back down to New Jersey to the Burlington County Amphitheater on the 12th. You're going to be running.
Thinking earlier, we get to you directly from Alaska, where we are that weekend, and then right after that weekend, we're back in the West. So the tour itself never ends. It just jumps around like like some sort of a demented frog or something who doesn't really know which way is which. But that's just part of the summer. You know, you realize as you, over the years, summer festivals have really taken over.
Yeah.
They already had in Europe. Most clubs don't even open in the summer. And so you had to sort of think differently about the summer gigging and not sort of trundling along to where you're playing Mondays and Tuesdays. You sort of have to commit to the weekends and be able to get around quickly and monopolize on all those opportunities. And we love to travel. We've done it so long now that it's, you know, I wouldn't know what to do with myself if I was sitting around for more than 2 days anywhere.
Just want to quickly mention to everybody, you're going to circle back here into the New England area and East Coast in September.
Yeah, the end of September, we do sort of more of an actual East Coast run for the year.
All right.
That will take in most of the states over there, most of the coastal states anyhow.
All right.
And that'll be announced here in a couple of days. It's just in its last sort of stages of setup. But we'll be back for that. So this is kind of like a little toe in the water.
All right. So I want to invite everybody to go to your website, youngdubliners.com, and check out your whole tour schedule. And for you internet listeners, you may find that they're playing at a venue near you.
Absolutely. You might look at the internet and then look out the window, and I'm looking in.
There you go.
It can be that strange.
Right. And so, and also, if you go to the website, you can click right in to buy tickets, and you will see when you click on Elks Lodge that you're going, listeners, you're going to Brown Paper Tickets. That's where you can get your tickets to see the Young Dubliners coming up on Friday, August 11th at the Elk Lodge in Holyoke, Massachusetts. Well, Keith, listen, it is always a blast to talk with you. When I was on WMUA, you were my guest over there many years ago. We have in common a very dear friend. Again, folks are not going to be surprised to hear that we met with the great Larry Kerwin. I met you out in New York years back. I think it was Vermont. I think now that I think of it, it was right on the Vermont New Hampshire line at a festival. And anyways, we've had a great time together over all of these years, and it's wonderful to talk with you again. And I can't wait to see you on Friday, August 11th at the Elk Lodge in Holyoke, Massachusetts.
We're really looking forward to the show. It's whenever somebody sort of puts a show together like this out of sort of love of the music, like Katie and the Senators doing, it's always they're always special gigs, because they're not just one show in the middle of a load of shows at a venue. You know, this is something they focused on. So we're happy to do it.
Right. You mentioned Katie Doe, and Katie Doe is known here in the Valley that she puts on concerts once in a while, and she always does an outstanding job. And we thank Katie for bringing you, the Young Dubliners, back to us. I can't wait. Well, Keith, thank you for spending time with me here on Celtic Crossings. We'll see you Friday, August 11th.
Great stuff. Thanks a million.
It's a long way. Say, so how could anyone know that she would appear with a look so dear to me, walking through those open doors, you're all I see, more than enough to anyone for this to be. And her eyes were almost shining as I said to myself that life begins today. I am the one to send you the first hello. for the world to see. Only you and me. Long live the day when I saw you there. Now there's something happening here that I begin to feel. The turn of the wheels again. The innocence behind your eyes tells everything. Drink to the time, so precious few and far between, to remind me of the day when you were there, and then I was there again. I am the one to send you the first hello. We are the ones not for the world to see. Only you and me. You are the ones who people say blow a number out like a hurricane alone. Simply clear, call on the phone. It was then that I knew you were all the way home. Will you be the one?
My many thanks to Keith Roberts for joining me here on Celtic Crossings today. If you want to get tickets to see the Young Dubliners coming up on Friday, August 11th, you can get them at Brown Paper Tickets or call the Irish Cultural Center, who's sponsoring this, at 413-333-4951. More Celtic music coming your way right after these messages. You're listening to The River.